Lesson 22, Masculine Nouns of the First Declension. In this lesson, we are going to return to the study of first declension nouns. You should review Lesson 14, that is, the study of the first declension noun, before you start this lesson. You'll notice that the first part of this lesson is only 2 pages long. This is because the note encourages you to go back to Lesson 14 and re-study about the first declension noun. In Lesson 14, we stated that the first declension noun is known as the feminine declension because most of the words in this declension end with the prominent feminine letter alpha or eta. The first declension also has masculine nouns, but these masculine nouns have the characteristic feminine ending in the nominative, genitive, and vocative singular. So you should go back to Lesson 14 and become familiar with the lesson, maybe even re-listen to the tape and go through that lesson at this time, and then study this lesson, realizing that this is an addition to that lesson, showing that these are masculine nouns with feminine endings. These are masculine nouns of the first declension. You remember the first declension is the prominent feminine declension. The second declension is the prominent masculine declension. But there are masculine nouns of the first declension. We present 3 of them to you in the vocabulary. The first word is ho ioannes. We include the definite article ho to show the nominative masculine singular article that goes with the word ioannes. A masculine noun of the first declension. It's the name for John. The second word, ho, mathetes. It's the word for the disciple. Mathetes is disciple. The third word is ho prophetes, the prophet. All masculine nouns of the feminine first declension. You should make the comparisons of the endings for the masculine noun of the first declension with the endings of the feminine noun of the first declension. It should be observed that even though this declension is the feminine declension, it also has masculine nouns with the feminine declension characteristics. So after you study or re-study Lesson 14 and come back to this lesson, you might take the first declension endings and nouns out of the chart section of your notebook and compare them with the masculine nouns of the first declension in the chart section for this section and make comparison to see how they compare and are similar. Lesson 22, First Declension Masculine Nouns, continued here on page 2. First Declension Masculine Noun Endings. In the nominative case in the singular, the ending that's placed on the end of the word, that is on the end of the stem of the word, is ace. The plural is I. The genitive case showing possession is oo, and the plural is own. And the dative case being the indirect object, the ending for the masculine noun of the first declension is a. Notice the iota subscript. The plural is ice. The accusative case, the case of the direct object. The singular ending is ain. In the masculine of the second declension, it's own, if you'll remember. But ain, and this is a masculine noun, though it has a feminine ending. The accusative case in the plural is os. Vocative case, the case of direct address. In the singular, it's alpha, ah. And in the plural, it's I. Compare these endings with the endings of the first declension feminine noun. Here's an example of these endings placed on the stem of a word. Here's the declension of prophetes, prophet. The nominative singular, prophetes. The plural, prophetai. The genitive singular, prophetu. The plural, prophetôn. The dative case, prophetē. The plural, prophetais. In the accusative case, the singular, prophetēn. The plural, prophetas. The vocative case, prophetā. And in the plural, it's prophetai. This is the end of this lesson. In order to give you time to go back and restudy lesson 14 in conjunction with this lesson. After you have done these two things, review lesson 14 and become familiar with the masculine noun of the first declension in lesson 22, go on to the reading exercise where we will study the masculine noun of the first declension found in our text. Lesson 22, exercise 1, pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John 1, 1 to 18, and study the masculine nouns of the first declension. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 21 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take pages on the masculine nouns of the first declension out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to begin reading at line 1. Only this time through as we read, we're going to perfect our reading and pronunciation and reading forms in the text of John 1, 1 to 18. For example, beginning at line 1, you notice that the word N is a proclitic. It has no accent of its own. Therefore, it takes on the identity with the word that it follows it. In Greek, instead of being pronounced N-R-K, as a proclitic, the two are pronounced as though they're one word. It's literally pronounced N-R-K, then ain, then another proclitic. These two words are pronounced halogos, then kai, line 2. Again, we have a proclitic. Literally, it's not pronounced ho and logos as though it's separate pronunciation, but because it is a proclitic, it is pronounced halogos. Ain. Pros. tone theon. Line 3. Kai theos ein. And again a proclitic, hologos, houtos, line 4, ein, again a proclitic with the word arche, pronounced anarche, then pros, tone, theon, line 5, panta, and then because the alpha is removed from dia, remember that it has been eleted because the alpha comes before a word that begins with a vowel, therefore for pronunciation purposes it's just diaotu. Instead of diaotu, it's diaotu. But dia then becomes a proclitic. Diaotu. Aganito. Kai. Choris. Line 6. Aotu. Aganito. Ude. Hen. Ho. Gegonen. Line 7. Again a proclitic. It's pronounced enauto. Zoe. Ain. Kai. And then another proclitic, the word hey goes with zoe of line 8. So it's hey zoe. Ain. Toe. Fos. Tone. Anthropon. Line 9. Kai. Toe, fos, and then another proclitic, ente, scotia, line 10, fine, kai, another proclitic, he scotia, auto, u, Kateleben, but notice U, the particle proclitic at the end of line 10, goes with the first word of line 11. U Kateleben. U is a proclitic. Line 11, verse 6, word number 2 in line 11, Agenito, Anthropos. Apestomenos, line 12, para, theou, onoma, auto, Ioannes. Here's our masculine noun of the first declension, Ioannes. Line 12, verse 7, last word of line 12, houtos. Line 13, aelthon. Then notice the preposition ace is another proclitic. It has no accent of its own, and so it goes with the word that follows. Again, beginning at line 13, aelthon, ace marturion, hina, martyrese, Peri, line 14. Tu, photos. Hina, pantes. Pistusosi. B, continued over on page 5. Autu. At the end of line 14, the preposition D is actually dia, but the alpha has been eluted, so there's an elision mark there. But when the alpha became eluted, the accent also was eluted with it, and dia became a proclitic. The word D, it goes diautu. Line 15, word number 2. Uk ain. It's literally translated uk ain. Remember, uk is a proclitic. It's the word u, meaning no or not, with a kappa on the end, because it comes before a word that begins with a vowel. Uk ain. Akenos, toe, fos, line 16, all, hina. This is the word Allah, but the alpha has been eluted. Therefore, it's pronounced al-hina. Marturese, Peri, Tu, Photos, line 17, Ain, Toe, Fos, Toe, Alethinon, Ho, line 18, Fotidze, Panta, Anthropon, Ercomenon, and again the preposition ace is a proclitic. Aceton, Kosmon. Again, the preposition en is a proclitic. Ento, Kosmo. Ain, Kai, line 20, begins with a proclitic. Hokosmos, again a proclitic. Diautu, Aganato. Kai, line 21, again begins with a proclitic. Hokosmos, Auton, and again a proclitic. Ukegno, line 21 at the end, the last word, the preposition ace, again a proclitic, aista idia, aotha, kai, here's our plural definite article, which also is a proclitic, no accent of its own, hoi idioi. Line 23, auton, again a proclitic, the negative particle u, uparelabon, hosoi, de, elabon, line 24, auton, Erokan, autois, exousion, techna, theou. Line 25, genesthai, tois, pistoousin. Then again, the preposition ace, a proclitic, aisto onoma autou. Hoi. Then two proclitics in a row. It's pronounced uk exhymaton. Notice uk, a proclitic, no accent of its own. The preposition ex, just a breathing mark, no accent of its own. Uk exhymaton. Then ude. Line 27. The preposition ek is also a proclitic. Ekthalematos, sarkos, ude, again a proclitic. Ekthalematos, andros, a proclitic, all. Two proclitics in a row. Ek, theu, alek theu. Eganathason. Kai. Line 29. Again a proclitic. Hologos. Sarx. Eganato. Kai. Eskenoson. Line 30. N, hemin. Notice N is a proclitic. N hemin. Kai. Ethasamatha. Tain. Doksan. Line 31. Autu. Doksan. Notice hos is a proclitic. Hos monogonus. Para. Patros. Line 32. Play race. Karitos. Kai. Aletheos. Then at the end of line 32, which is actually the first word of verse 15 in John 1, Ioannes, our masculine noun of the first declension. Ioannes, John, line 33, Marturé, Peri, Autu, Kai, Kekrege, Legon, line 34, Hutos, Ain, Hone, Apone. And notice the last three words of line 34. We have both a proclitic and an enclitic. The proclitic is the definite article ho. The enclitic is the personal pronoun mu. It's pronounced ho-opiso-mu. Line 35. Erkomenos. Emprosthen-mu. Notice the personal pronoun mu is an enclitic. So it goes closely with the word that goes before it, which is emprosthen. Emprosthen-mu. Gegonen, Hoti, line 36. Again, here's protos with the personal pronoun mu. Protos mu, enclitic. Ain, Kai, then your proclitic, ektu. Pleuromatos, autu, hemes, pontes, elabomen, line 38, chi, chirene, anti, charitos, hoti, and ho. The last word of line 38 is a proclitic that goes with the first word of line 39 on page 8. It's honomos, the law. Dia, noseos, erophe. Again, a proclitic, hekaris. Chi, he aletheia, dia, iesu, Christu. Line 41, agenito, theon, udes, heorake, Popote, line 42. Homonogenes, notice ho, the article, is a proclitic. Homonogenes, huios, again a proclitic. Hoon, again a proclitic. Aston, colpon, two, Patros, Akenos, Exegesito. Then in line 44, we have included in this reading exercise the last portion of John chapter 1, verse 21, where they came to John and asked him, "Who are you? Are you Elijah? Are you the Christ?" He answered no to those questions. But they also asked him, beginning at line 44, Ho prophetes, eisu, kai apokrithe, u. The prophet are you. Here you can do a little research, because most of these words in this phrase we've taken so far. The definite article ho, the prophet. Notice it's the nominative singular masculine article and the nominative singular masculine noun prophetes. Even though it has the feminine endings, it is a masculine noun of the first declension. The prophet are you? Notice the word a. If you look in your charts section, that special section on the word eimi, you know that, notice that this is the present active indicative of eimi. The prophet are you, su, being a personal pronoun, second person, singular. Literally, are you the prophet? That would be the prophet, spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 18 when God told Moses that God would raise up a prophet like unto Moses. So they're asking him not, are you a prophet, but are you the prophet? And he answered, no. Here's our word in our vocabulary as well. The word, ooh, from last lesson. Ooh. The answer is, no, I am not the prophet. So you should become familiar with the fact that there are masculine nouns of the feminine first declension. They have the characteristic feminine endings, but they are masculine nouns. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 23 and the study of the future active indicative verbs.